This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, March 23rd. God's word to you today is better together. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 10, 24 and 25, and it says, "Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near." These three boys could easily have bowed to protect their livelihood and their lives, then repent afterwards. This is what a lot of people do because they have convinced themselves that it is okay. God understands. Just bow, plead the blood of Jesus on your way down, and then repent afterwards. Imagine this. A Christian has not been able to conceive, and her parents are proposing to take her to a herbalist. She runs to a fellow quote-unquote believer for counsel, and that believer tells her there is nothing to worry about. Just go, but be pleading the blood of Jesus. That would only amount to you setting yourself back for some 5 years, and for others, 7 years. God has nothing to do with that. After the fire comes the promotion, and not the other way around. 1 Samuel 23 verse 16 says, "Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego drew some of their courage from their friendships." Do you have Christian friends that can encourage you to honor God with your actions? Do you have Jonathans that will seek you out and encourage you to stand strong in your faith in God? Are you the Jonathan that will find others and encourage them to stay strong in their faith in God? It is so important because everybody, pastor, evangelist, bishop, needs somebody, needs community around them. Everybody needs people that will encourage them because we all need encouragement. In God's favorite house, we are structured in such a way that the best place to find community is in the life groups. Are you in a life group? Even if you're not in God's favorite house, every church has a community, fellowships, built into their structure. Are you part of a community in your church? You cannot be in a life group all by yourself. Standing alone in this walk with God, in this context, is dangerous. God created us for community. I urge you to commit to one of these four things. 1. I will join a life group this week. 2. I will resume my life group this week. Get back from your sabbatical. 3. I will encourage and motivate my life group members more. 4. I will start a life group. The next step is to tell a trusted party that can follow up on you and your commitment on Sunday. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your way. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord. To live with the touch of your hand, stronger each day. Show me your way. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.